Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. We are looking at mainly sunny skies, but it's going to be breezy, and we'll have a high near 30 degrees. Kenosha at this hour is 11. It's 10 in Burlington, 17 in Milwaukee, and 12 degrees in Racine. The big dig out is continuing today across southeast Wisconsin on the heels of that storm that dumped more than the snow originally predicted. Some spots said it was more than forecasted, close to 2 feet by some measures, about a foot and a half or so in others, over a foot in most areas. Snow emergencies overnight for the plowing operations in Racine and Kenosha, Summers, and also Pleasant Prairie. Racine's Fire Chief Steve Hansen is joining his counterparts all around the area and asking you, the public, to please shovel out those hydrants if you hadn't done that before the plows came through. Since response times in emergencies are critical, they get slowed by having to clear the hydrants themselves on those calls for fire. And you should also take note, if you're a business, if there's a hydrant or hydrants nearby, the chief says, clear them of snow, if nothing else, for selfish reasons.
A commercial fire gets going really good, and we can't establish that water supply to put that fire out. That could spread. In Racine here, in downtown, uptown West Racine, we have many interconnected buildings, so it's even more critical that we get water on that fire very, very quickly. And again, if we're digging out the hydrants, or we can't find the hydrants, or people are parked in front of them, it's going to delay us getting to those hydrants and establishing that water supply, which is so critical to making sure those fires don't spread.
The chief noting that city hydrants are placed at certain intersection corners for the most part, so they, meaning the firefighters, at least know where to look if that's the case. Care in shoveling and snow blowing, always something you want to remind folks about with big snowfalls. Some don't always pay heed to that. In Kenosha, a 44-year-old man lost the tips to three fingers by using that hand to unclog his snowblower, that in the 6900 block of Pershing Boulevard. Also a reminder, the snow cleaned the furnace vent pipes outside your home for any blockage possibilities. And maybe a suggestion about raking the edges of your roof if that's a possibility due to the weight of all that snow, the expected melting that is yet to come, and the potential for ice damming buildup going back inside your house. There was a reported multi-vehicle accident just after 8 o'clock last night at 7 Mile Road and Douglas Avenue in Caledonia. It resulted in one of the occupants going to Frederick Hospital in Flight for Life. Reports from the scene indicated that a woman had to be extricated from the wreckage. Paramedics took her to the end of 7 Mile Road east of Douglas Avenue near the railroad tracks, where they had set up a makeshift landing zone. Other details about the accident, though, are still under investigation. Due process hearing on the liquor license for the Riverside Inn now being recommended to the Common Council for the Public Safety and Licensing Committee. Reasons include alcohol being served in the lobby instead of in the bar or the restaurant. The attorney for the operator, John Knudsen, noted that this is not a new issue, and he talked about work efforts that have now reopened the bar, and he said that the license language technically allows lobby sales.
That license has been posted in the lobby right behind the check-in desk for 20 years. And if you look through the letters back and forth to the city attorney's office back in 2014, we took exactly the same position that this is not a violation, that the premises, this is a broad definition of premises.
The committee's unanimous recommendation goes to the council next week. Meanwhile, there was talk about revising the ordinance regarding nuisance properties, this off the heels of the 2012 ordinance revision being determined to be invalid due to a sunset clause. So, right now, it's back to the original 2003 version. Public Safety and Licensing Committee talking about it some more last evening. Alderman Ray DeHaan noting a lot of the problems can be traced to the fact that three-quarters of the properties in the city are rentals.
So maybe somewhere in that ordinance we need to address that, because a lot of landlords have contacted me and said, I can't control this guy, they're making a mess. And maybe somewhere along the line we have to have some amendments to this ordinance or redo of the ordinance to address that, because when you got that many rental properties within the city, that's a problem, and it's a problem in my area.
Committee discussion included the fact that Police Chief Art Howell would have to, under the 2003 ordinance, again declare the Riverside Inn a nuisance property for any possible action to be taken, which began all the discussion about this in the first place. A former substitute teacher for Racine Unified, accused of having inappropriate contact with three students, enters into a plea agreement with the DA's office. 29-year-old Justin Beaton pleading guilty to charges of sexual assault of a student by a school staff member and exposing a child to harmful materials. In return, three additional felony counts are dismissed but can be considered by Circuit Court Judge Emily Miller when he is sentenced on May 30th. Beaton accused of sending an explicit picture to a student, also inappropriately touching two others that he met while working as a substitute. This week in Racine, a drug bust at a home in the 3000 block of 8th Avenue. More on that from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
A Racine man is in custody after agents from the Racine County Metro Drug Unit and the City of Racine Special Investigative Unit served a search warrant at a residence Monday morning. According to a news release, 30 bags of heroin, 6 bags of crack cocaine, marijuana, and drug packaging materials, along with $4,000 in cash, were located during the search. A 24-year-old man was taken into custody on numerous felony drug charges. The search warrant was the result of controlled purchases of heroin and crack cocaine. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
A recently created tax incremental financing district in the village of Sturtevant, lacking 4 parcels north of Durant Avenue across from the Farm and Fleet store that Racine County took at a tax foreclosure of the failed cobblestone condo development and which the village wants. Efforts to get the county to either donate the almost 13 acres or sell it have proven futile. Now the village is going to court. The Journal-Times says that the village served the county with a court summons to begin the month. That was provided that is a 10-day response period. The county is faulting the village's attorney, according to the report, for a lack of communication and that a resolution short of a court order is the possibility. County's leadership has held more than just a few closed-door meetings on the former cobblestone site. Kenosha's mayor, John Antaramian, says it's the county's turn to step in to see if it can solve the problems that have been created by First Step. It's a low-barrier homeless shelter on 63rd Street. The agency's operating license will expire at the end of next month. Alderman of the district pushing hard against renewal of the license due to complaints about loitering and people sleeping outside. Mayor Antaramian says he would support non-renewal, says the city has tried but just failed to address the issues.
I don't know that we have a solution. I think the answer here is going to be that the county needs to make a determination on how they wish to deal with these individuals. It is a health and social service issue and needs to be addressed accordingly through that aspect.
The director of First Step says she's willing to close during the day and just stay open at night. It's unclear whether that'll be enough to save the license. WRJN.com, our webpage, has our newscast. They're in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.